You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is an incredible night. This is an emergency Silver and Black Pride, Las Vegas Raiders podcast. It's 9:32 on the West Coast on Monday, and I've been working all night. Just an incredible turn of events. I've been covering the National Football League since 1996, and I've seen some big stories. I've seen some massive stories. I've covered deaths, and, you know, this stuff, you just never expect these shocking stories. I'm not comparing tonight what happened to a death, but this is shocking. This is the really, I'd have to say, the biggest story off field in Raider history. And this has been a team with a lot of turmoil. And this is an incredible turmoil. This organization is in shambles right now. It can pick itself up. But, I mean, this is supposed to be the year that John Gruden led the team to the playoffs. This is a week ago, 8 days ago, this team was 3-0. Riding high, tied for the best record in football. Now, it's 3-2. Its beloved coach is gone. The players are stunned. The coaching staff is stunned. The front office is stunned. The support staff is stunned. The nation is stunned. John Gruden's career is probably over. And it's because of several racist, homophobic, and several other off-color things that are just not acceptable. We don't have to go through it all here. But when New York Times story came out Monday afternoon with more issues, it was over. And frankly, John Gruden was very smug about it Sunday. He didn't want to talk about it. Monday, he didn't want to talk about it. He knew what was going on. He knew all the dirt that was there. How does he think he was going to survive? He could have handled this better. And Mark Davis, I think that this is just my opinion, and I think other people's hold it as well. I believe the stories today was leaked because the Raiders didn't do enough on Friday after the Demore was released, and they didn't do anything. And they had all of it. They had all of it on Friday. This is on Mark Davis too. But he's out scot-free. His franchise is a mess, but he's scot-free on this one. But he didn't fire or at least suspend Gruden, and he let him coach. And then today somebody said, you know what, he should be fired for all this. They're not doing it, so we're going to get it out there and put pressure on, and Gruden ended up having to resign. And that's what it is. And that's what happened. And this, after what we know, the totality of this, what we know, it deserved to happen. He shouldn't be the head coach of the Raiders. Nice guy. I enjoyed my personal dealings with him, but it couldn't go on. He had African-American players in his locker room. He had the first openly gay player, Carl Nasbitt. He didn't deserve these guys. You know, Carl Nasbitt didn't come out for all those years, probably because of fear or something like that. And it's just awful. And, you know, so what's next? I mean, you know, Rick Spichella is the interim coach. He's a Gruden guy. I was told that he's going to be the head coach for the rest of the season because Bradley and Olsen can concentrate on their side of the ball. He's going to be kind of the CEO of the team the rest of the way. If the coaching staff can circle the wagons, if the players could get over the shock, they can still make the playoffs. And maybe some ways they'll be better off from, you know, underneath the thumb of the omnipresent Gruden and all his BS. So they can potentially make the playoffs. But everything's blown up. You know, this was there was so much happiness to go into Vegas. Everything's cool. Great stadium. And now this. The guy who had the hero's welcome in 2018 leaves in disgrace with a 22-31 record. And Mark's going to, you know, he's not going to have to pay him all that money. Maybe there was some kind of deal, but so at least that's good. We're going to hear a lot of names, you know, but I mean, first we're going to see is Mike Mayock, who now has power. He was just a Gruden lieutenant. Now he has power, at least till January. Does he stay? Does the new coach want to bring his own guy? I think it could be an appealing job because of the Las Vegas deal and the new stadium. You know, Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs, I think he has to be an instant candidate. I've heard of Joe Barry. We'll get into that more and, you know, the names. But this is what it is again. The Raiders are under immense change, and it was all of a sudden. And it's stunning, and it's incredible, and that's what it is. And I mean, we got a lot to talk about moving forward. I just wanted to get this podcast out there. But this is an incredible turn of events. Friday at lunchtime, this looked like it would not even be possible. And then it looked like, okay, well, he's going to get out of it. And then, boom, the bombshell today, and it was over, and he's gone. You know, Chucky is gone. He'll never be an NFL sideline again. The loss to the Bears, which was awful and pathetic, was it? Khalil Mack beat John Gruden in his last NFL coaching game. How about that? That's a little poetic justice. All right, we'll be back next week. BD and Marcus and Matt will have you this week. I just wanted to get this out here. Hang in there. I know it's tough. I swear to you, Raider fans, it will get better at some point. You don't deserve all this nonsense. You really don't. Hang in there. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride.